Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.
And time once again on 4HI for Q&A. Good morning to you, Steve. How are you?
Good, Mick.
All right, mate. Now, you've been doing this for quite a while, and one of your regular listeners who has listened to your many predictions over the years wants to congratulate you on again being correct.
That's great, Mick. What prediction is he talking about?
Well, Steve, recently you said that the average price of a house in Brisbane would soon be $670,000, and he heard on the news that it is now $673,000.
That's right, Mick, $673,000. In 1972, the average price of a house in Brisbane was $15,000. Who would have ever thought now it'd be $670,000?
Well, you're right there, mate. Who would have thought that in 46 years the price would increase 45 times? Now, Steve, would that work out doubling in price every 10 years?
Mick, better than that, mate. If you start off with $15,000 in 1972 and double it every 10 years, it would only be $450,000 by 2022. But it's already $673,000 by 2018.
All right, mate. So to put things in perspective, 1972, what was the average wage and rent per week then?
Mick, the average wage was $60 a week and the average rent was $20 a week.
Oh, now, I know you've often said previously that in real terms, it is not so much the value of the house doubling, but the purchasing value of your dollar halving.
That's right, Mick, and this is how I make inflation our best friend. While what we buy might double in value, the amount borrowed does not. And hence we're creating equity, which enables us to buy more.
So, Steve, can you give us a real-life example to demonstrate the positives and also the negatives of inflation?
Well, Mick, for a negative, for retirees with cash in the bank, inflation's their worst enemy. If you retire today with $1 million cash in the bank, it's likely that in 10 years' time, your purchasing power would be halved. Whereas the dollar value of a quality home in Brisbane might well double.
Okay, mate. I've got that, Steve. What about a real-life story?
Okay, mate. A couple came up here about 20 years ago from Melbourne. They had a 5-year plan to set themselves up for life. So they both had good jobs in the mines, and they didn't drink, didn't smoke, and they saved every dollar they could.
All right, Guru, what's wrong with that?
Well, they owned a nice little home in Melbourne outright, but they didn't want to rent it, so they sold it and just put the proceeds in the bank.
And so?
Well, in 5 years, they added to those proceeds with all their savings over 5 years, and they returned to Melbourne.
Okay, what happened then?
Well, with the proceeds of selling the house 5 years ago, plus all their savings for 5 years, they just had enough money to buy a house back the same as the one they sold 5 years before.
Oh, gee. So what is the moral of the story?
To protect your capital and income in retirement from inflation, we don't buy and sell, but we buy and accumulate with the aim of owning several houses and no debt on retirement. And remember, it's often far better to pay rent where you work and buy and rent out property where the growth potential is assured.
More good advice, mate.
That's it, Mick.
Wonder what this bloke will come up with next. Don't forget, you Google Steve Taylor. How far down the list are you on the Google box now, mate?
Oh, number 4, mate. If you put Steve Taylor Australia, I'm number 1, but I'd like to be number 1 in the bloody world, mate.
Here's the office number. Give the lovely Reddy a call. 4987 7567. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, Mick.
Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.